Thank you, Craig, so much for the beautiful readings tonight. I'm so grateful to Christian Science for how it's changed the way I think and the way I see things. Mrs. Eddy, on page 188 of Science and Health, says that what is termed disease does not exist. And then she goes on to say that mortal existence is a dream of pain and pleasure in matter, a dream of sin, sickness, and death. And it is like the dream we have in sleep, in which everyone recognizes his condition to be wholly a state of mind. In both the waking and the sleeping dream, the dreamer thinks that his body is material and the suffering is in the body. I recently had two dreams, the sleeping and the waking dream. And although they have nothing to do physically, it made me really appreciate what he's saying here. One night, I dreamt that a beautiful picture of a flower in one of our bedrooms was missing. The wall was just blank. And in the dream, I started to get sad. But then in the morning, I looked at it, and the picture was there. And then the second one was I was sitting looking through the window into our backyard, and it seemed as if our neighbor had put a rather ugly wooden object on our side of the fence. And so my thought was, okay, when I get ready here, I'll go and talk to them about it. But then the sun was shining, and it was so clear that object had nothing to do with our side of the fence. I started to laugh, really, because what a clear example of what Mrs. Eddy is talking about. How we can be taken so to a direction that is totally false. When the light by which we see, God's light, comes, we see correctly. This is what I started to think. That how we are deceived so many times, and especially when something is painful, to what extent we are taken into this dream that makes everything seem so real. But the light by which we see, God's focus, that spiritual focus that puts everything right back into the way it is, really makes it plain that it is all a dream. Not at all part of what's happening, because God will not allow his children to suffer so. So I just wanted to share that tonight, because those two dreams, waking and the sleeping dream, made it so clear to me, once again, how so falsely we are misled by those suggestions that come, either what we're hearing it or by the wrong way. Ways in which we see things. I am so grateful to God that this lesson or this learning can be discerned where? Only through Christian Science. I'm so grateful for the Bible lessons, the stories that we learn from them, the real meaning of them, and for Christ Jesus' example, Mrs. Eddy's, and all the workers ahead of us that have lived and told their story, so that we too might do our best to cultivate that true light by which we see correctly. So happy to be here tonight.